अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विजे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदागये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो अंगश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दीकृतेन्दीवरं जड्डं जागुदलोच संविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य बृन्दारण्य निवासिनं हृदिल सद्दामाभिरमोदरं राधास्कन्द निवेदितम् सवेरे हम लोग सुशीला गौरकिशोर दासाबाज महाराज के अत्यंत पवित्र चरित्र के संबंध में हम लोग कुछ विचार कर रहे थे। मैंने उनके जीवन चरित्र पर एक विहंगम दृष्टि डाली और तुम लोगों में से कोई बोलना चाहता है तो बोल बे बोलो।
श्री महाराज के उच्छिष्ट वही उच्छिष्ट थे मैं कुछ नहीं करना चाहता हूँ। महापुरुष गौरव वैराग्य प्रधान जहाँ देखी कृष्णवान गौरव भगवान महावीर इतने कौन है उनके देते हुए वैराग्य किस प्रकार और वो वैराग्य में देख करके सर महापुरुष भी गए प्रसन्न होते रूप सनातन के वैराग्य में देख करके रघुनाथ के वैराग्य में देख करके महापुरुष कैसे प्रसन्न होते उसी प्रकार उसी कड़ी में देखने गोविंद दास महाराज महाराज जी को एक आप दो एक अतुलनीय और मणि प्रसन्न रघुनाथ जी वैराग्य जी को पसंद नहीं रहता उसी प्रकार गोविंद दास महाराज महाराज की वैराग्य है उसी प्रकार पसंद के ऊपर जैसे एक नदी अर्थात रेखा खेल किए जाते हैं और वो भी वीर का नहीं है ठीक उसी प्रकार गोविंद दास महाराज महाराज की वैराग्य उसी प्रकार
ये समझ रहे
संसार भगवान जय जाने श्री महाराज किसी प्रकार के संजीव कोमल भाव में हम लोग की अपनी आंगुली पुतली के भांति अपनी पुत्र के भांति जब ये दो बहू के द्वारा गुजर के द्वारा रक्षा कर रहे थे और उनके पुत्र साहब और पुत्र परिवार उनके भी स्नेह देखा जब भी हम लोग बीमार हो जाते थे हम लोग हृदय में पैसा नहीं था ये प्राइवेट डॉक्टर का बस अस्पताल पटना का से भर्ती करते थे गुने में कोरोना में सेम जाते थे अपने सिर पर हाथ रखते थे तो रख थे अब उनके दर्द इसलिए तो हम लोग महाराज के साथ के पिताजी आदरणीय जी पड़े हैं आज तक ना कि
खड़े हाथ में रिस्ट वॉच नहीं बांध लेते
हां एक बार तो रिस्ट वॉच भी बांध लिया तो पूरे आप सब को लगा ये सब गुरु महाराज जी महाराज जी मातृ रूप में वैराग्य की शिक्षा देते थे रूप स्वयं और रूप गोस्वामी ने वैराग्य को आज बार बार प्रोमोट करते गौर नाथ स्वामी महाराज के जीवन चरित्र बार बार श्रवण करा इसलिए आदर्श दिखा गौर नाथ स्वामी महाराज दूसरी बात गौर नाथ स्वामी महाराज कोई एक व्यक्ति आदत बोले महाराज मैं नवद्वीप में पांच कठार जो है जमीन खरीद लिया बाबा जी महाराज सुन नहीं कर लगे तुम्हें नवद्वीप में पांच कठार जमीन खरीद लिया अरे एक धुरी का नवद्वीप के धुन धुन एक धुन में कोई खरीद नहीं सकते जिसके पिछले गुरुदेव श्रवण करा के आप बड़े मत्स्य सागर दूसरी पार के निकल बोले महाराज आप में कोई वृंदावन की सेवा करूं और फिर
Then one time, Babaji Maharaj was locking himself in the toilet,
then in the dilapidated room next door, there was one other Babaji called Madhu. So he was also in that bathroom, imitating the chanting of Sri Gopeshwar of Babaji Maharaj. Then, as Babaji Maharaj was chanting, and he would also chant, then one day Sri Babaji Maharaj called out, "Oh, Madhu, I know your hypocrisy. You're in that room, but what are you thinking of? You're only thinking of accumulating women and money." Then Babaji Maharaj said, "Just like a woman, she is pretending to give birth and she has no child. Only she is imitating the sound of giving birth. In the same way, you are only imitating the sound of bhajan without having any bhajan at all. Therefore, you should give up your duplicity, surrender to the feet of the Vaishnavas, and under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, you should do bhajan. Then you will achieve some auspiciousness." One time there was another devotee called Dabodara Das. So he came to see Babaji Maharaj also. So sometimes Babaji Maharaj would also let him cook for him sometimes. Then Babaji Maharaj, you know, all Babaji Maharaj also gave him permission to collect the donations that were given on behalf of Sri Babaji Maharaj. Then one time the father-in-law of Damodar Das came from Orissa. Then Damodar Das, he took some of that money and gave it to his father-in-law. So Sri Gopeshwara Babaji Maharaj is omniscient. Some people say, Gurudev is not really Chikagya. She doesn't know anything. But Sri Gopeshwara Babaji Maharaj could understand he stole money. Then Sri Gopeshwara Babaji Maharaj, he refused to touch anything touched by that Damodar Das. So even he was so disturbed, Sri Gopeshwara Babaji Maharaj went to the Ganga to commit suicide. He said, "If this hypocrite does not leave my association, I will go there and kill myself. So Sri Babaji Maharaj went to the Ganga and jumped in the Ganga to kill himself. That time all the local people who are on the shore of the Ganga, they took Babaji Maharaj and by force tried to bring him to the bank. But he was shouting, "Oh, that man, oh, better I should die, because that Damodar Das has stolen everything I have." Then the local people said, "Don't worry, Babaji Maharaj. Whatever he has stolen, we will return to you 4 times the amount." But they thought that Babaji Maharaj was attached to money. The Babaji Maharaj said, "I'm not crying for my money. I'm crying because I'm in association with that hypocrite who, in the name of the service of Gauranga, has taken things for his own sensual enjoyment." So, see, what Babaji Maharaj, today we're reading the room, reading his life history, really is like a walking thunderbolt against hypocrisy. One time there was one Goswami who would make his living traveling around Bengal. Then one time in the middle of the night, Babaji Maharaj woke up shouting, "Jassi, Jassi, look what that lecturer is doing. He's going to the house of a widow and having sexual relations there. Alas, Mahaprabhu has shown me his true character." So Babaji Maharaj is the manifestation of the Paramatma. He knew everything. His character was very, very extraordinary. So many wonderful teachings are there.
Translation of
Bhagavad Gita. One more thing, which Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita said. One time, one Babaji came to Gokishwara Babaji Maharaj and said, "Oh, Babaji Maharaj, I have acquired a quarter of an acre of land in Norway." Then Babaji Maharaj said, "Wow, how astonishing. All the wealth in the 14 worlds cannot buy one grain of dust in Norway. And you've managed to accumulate for a quarter of an acre." And that Babaji Maharaj became ashamed. So,
Gurudev's instruction.
Because this is like poison. Therefore, ordinary person has no qualification to keep that. Even Gurudev would never let the brahmacharis wear those
silken cloth,
like wristwatch. We never let the brahmacharis wear wristwatch and nice clothes inside. Which by one mind, we said this type of teachings of Sri Gopeshwara Babaji Maharaj, we saw directly in the life of Sri Gurudev.
Strictly, he also chastised to us and also his love and affection so much.
Sure.
Tamal Krishna. What that?
Sitar.
Anything more you want to tell? Something.
Yeah.
Oh, God. reminding everyone
of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, who also exhibited such extreme degree of detachment and renunciation in this world. So his renunciation reminded everyone of him, and it was, as mentioned, like the lines which are drawn in a stone. You cannot erase it. It's firmly fixed. But how is that possible? Not by imitation. Not by just attempting to displace the symptoms, but these symptoms were coming automatically. Because internally, what was his divine realization? Oh, he was completely, as we just sang in this song, he was constantly singing Radhe, Radhe, in intense moods of separation, wandering in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dham, absorbed in the eternal pastimes of the Supreme Lord, and tasting that nectar. So, in this Pranam Mantra, saying, Bhaktava Dhintamurtaye Gaurangri Padma Vrindaya. He was like a bumblebee that is always hovering about the sweet transcendental lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Sri Navadvip Dham. And also, Radha Bhava Nishevame. He was absorbed constantly in the mood of service, Radha Dasyam, which was exemplified by our Prayojan Tattvacharya Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So in this very high state, most exalted state of transcendental consciousness, he would externally exhibit activities which were unfathomable, not understandable by the general public. And his instructions were also sometimes surprising or shocking even to the persons who would come to him. But underlying all of his instructions, he would show mercy, always showing mercy, by trying to give the proper conception. Because the neophyte devotee that has a materialistic tendency always for cheating. Always there is kapatya, putinati, deceitfulness, hypocrisy, which is invading the heart. But the pure Vaishnavas, they are always aware of these tendencies in the conditioned souls, and for their benefit, they are always trying to point out these tendencies mercifully, sometimes slashing these tendencies of hypocrisy. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada described, they are holding the sacrificial sword in hand, just like sometimes when they perform Durga Puja and they sacrifice a goat or something. So the neck of the goat is lying on the chopping block, and the slaughterer is holding up his hand, and in his hand is this sacrificial sword. So what is this indicating? This is indicating that Sri Guru, with harsh words sometimes, but very mercifully, he takes his sacrificial sword, and what is the head of the animal? It is the false ego. It is the tendency for hypocrisy and cheating of the disciple, which is hampering his spiritual progress. So he takes that sacrificial sword and he cuts off his false ego. So Srila Gauri Shodas Babaji Maharaj was so merciful in this way. Everyone who came to him, no one could cheat him. No one could cheat the pure devotee because he is Trikalatya. He understands everyone's heart. And he knows exactly what medicine to give them. Once there was one Bhattacharya. He was a somewhat learned person. He approached Srila Gauri Shardas Babaji Maharaj. So please, Babaji Maharaj, I want to receive instructions on confidential practice of Ashtakali and Lila Smara. I want that you will give me this instruction so that I can meditate upon the eightfold daily pastimes of Radha and Krishna and become absorbed in this. And Srila Babaji Maharaj answered him, oh, I do not have so much leisure time right now. Maybe you come back later when I have some time that I can instruct you. Then again, this man returned back another time and requested the same. Babaji Maharaj again said to him, oh, I don't have time now, please come back again. Again and again, this person approached, and each time Babaji Maharaj told like this. But then finally Babaji Maharaj, this person, began to get the message, and he said, oh, please instruct me for my welfare then. please tell me what I should do. And Srila Lord Kishoranath Swamiji Maharaj, then he told him, he said, if a person is attached to an ordinary coin, a little bit of money in this material world, or any kind of material possessions, how will it be possible for that person to meditate upon the eternal pastimes of the Supreme Lord? This is not an imitation process that one will simply read in a book about the Ashtakalya Lila Smara, and then he will try to think about this. Because by doing this, no result will be achieved, only degradation. What has happened in this room today, Srila Babaji Maharaj said, is that so many persons, they have produced mundane literatures which are depicting Ashtakalya Lila. We find that in Bengal, so many authors, they have written so many different concocted literatures about Radha Krishna's Ashtakalya Lila. But Srila Babaji Maharaj said, this is simply a degrading society and it is piling up. And they are building a platform two stories high. Then they are climbing up on this high platform. But what are they doing from this platform? Simply passing stool. Why? Because they have no conception. What is the actual value of this Ashtakalya Lila Smara? Then he told, if you want to understand these things, then you will have to come into the association of the pure Vaishnavas. You will have to chant Hari Nam in their association. You will have to constantly serve the Vaishnavas. Then when your heart is purified, then in course of time, your Siddhadeva, your transcendental internal spiritual identity, then it will manifest, and then you will be able to properly understand what is Ashtakalya Lila Vaja. So, Srila Bhakti Shandash Bhakti Maharaj always would give such beneficial instructions to people who would come to him. Another man, he came to Babaji Maharaj from Vrindavan. And he said, at that time, Babaji Maharaj, he covered himself with cloth. And also he covered his feet. And this man approached him. Very happily, they will extend their feet out so that you can touch their feet. And they will reward you with so many luxuries. You will be able to have very nice puris and halava. And he named so many sweet preparations, opulent preparations. These gurus, they can actually reward you. They can give you some anukul, things that are favorable for your bhajan. Like this in a sarcastic way. He was telling to this man, finally this man, he understood the message. And then, so Babaji Maharaj, please tell me then, how should I actually proceed forward? And then he said, you should eat rice which is soaked in water. That means pantabat. In Bengal, they take the rice that is cooked from the previous day, they soak it in the water overnight, and then in the morning they drain off the water. It's a very, very simple way of living it. Srila Bhakti Shraddha Swamiji Maharaj, sometimes he would simply eat that. He said that you should sit on a straw mat, you should wear cloth that no one will steal, like this, telling him you should live very simply, and you should chant Hari Nam in the association of the Vaishnavas. If you chant Hari Nam under their guidance, in their association, living in this simple way, then you can attain your ultimate benefit, what will actually be unapproved for you. So like this, Srila Bhakti Shraddha Swamiji Maharaj, there are so many instances in his life and teachings, but he is showing the position of great mercy to clearly reveal the hypocrisy that lies hidden within the hearts of the conditioned soul. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written in the Manasiksha to also teach the sadhaka how he has to become free from kapatya kutinati, are chaita prodya kapatya kutinati varkara. He says that, oh my dear mind, you are bathing yourself in the trickling urine of the donkey of hypocrisy and deceitfulness. And you are thinking that by bathing in this trickling urine, now you've become purified. Just see what how your this foolish mind is trying to see that this will be beneficial. So, Srila Gauri Shurdas Bhakti Maharaj very kindly pointed this out. And this is the nature of the pure Vaishnavas. They do not want to see that their disciples, that those who have come to them will be cheated. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, there is the cheaters and the cheated. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said this. Simply, cheaters have cheated at Kali Yuga. But the pure Vaishnavas will never cheat anyone. Not unless they want to cheat their own self, then they will simply neglect them. But if someone comes to the lotus feet of the pure Vaishnava, and they mercifully are able to approach that Vaishnava for instruction, then they should expect that in course of time, he will reveal to them what are the flaws in their character, what are the flaws in their attempt to perform bhakti. And by mercifully revealing this to us, then only can our welfare be attained. So, I remember that our beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, he told to us when he came to the Western countries, he said that some persons are thinking that if they go and study in the universities, and they get some PhD in comparative religious studies or any of these kind of philosophical subject matters, then they will be able to do proper preaching and they will actually be able to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Gurudev said they will be ruined. They will be ruined because they are hearing from Maya bodies. They are hearing from atheistic persons. And by this association, they will be ruined and they will go down. And then Srila Gurudev said, I have not gone to any university myself. Only university I have gone to is the University of Srila Gauri Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So the pure Vaishnava, he understands what is pure devotion to Krishna, and he is only interested in disseminating that message within this world, not through some hypocritical display of learning or knowledge, but actual realization. So Srila Gauri Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was the highest such personality who was constantly exhibiting these exalted qualities of the highest Uttam Mahabhagavat. And we are also so fortunate that we have the association of our Gurudev, who is kindly and mercifully always correcting us, trying to steer us in the right direction, tirelessly, not giving up on us, and always trying to give us the wealth that is within his heart. So I'm praying at his lotus feet that today that he will bless all of us, that we can actually go on this path of bhakti and serve our Guru Parampara without any deceitfulness and hypocrisy, and that we can develop the quality of saralata, simplicity, the inside and outside being the same. Gauri Premanandi.
Gauri Kishoredas Babaji Maharaj. थोड़ी सी उम्र में छोटी उम्र में ही घर त्याग कर वृंदावन में चले आए थे ब्रज में। खबर भी लिखना नहीं जानते थे, कुछ स्कूल में कभी नहीं गए, किंतु वैष्णवों के मुख से विशेष करके श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर के संग में रहकर उनको इतना तत्व ज्ञान था कि साधारण लोगों को नहीं था। जिस समय बाबा जी नवदीप धाम में रहते थे, वहां के प्रख्यात बहुत प्रसिद्ध एक भागवत पाठक नाम प्राण गोपाल शास्त्री, उनका बंगाल भर में नाम था। किंतु वो जब भागवत पाठ कर रहे थे, उसी रास्ते से बाबा जी महाराज जा रहे थे। वो पाठ कर रहे थे, गोपियों का पार्थिव भाव ब्रज गोलोक धाम में नहीं है, केवल भव वृंदावन में ही उन लोगों का पार्थिव भाव है, वहां पर वो सब समय स्वकीय है। बाबा जी महाराज गोसाई की भूल पाठ कर छ न्याय ग्लोक वृंदावन सह अवतरी चैतन्य चरितामृत में भी दिया है और सब जगहों में दिया है कि कृष्ण अपने भावों को लेकर और अपने जितनी वहां पर पार्थिव भाव अथवा जो कुछ है सबको और अपने परिकरों को लेकर के यहाँ से अवतरित, दोनों में कोई अंतर नहीं है, जो गोलोक वृंदावन में नहीं है यहाँ पर। बाबा जी की वो पाठक जी की बोलती बंद हो गई, उन्होंने चरणों में प्रणाम करके उनसे क्षमा मांगा। तत्व का ज्ञान और भक्ति स्कूल कॉलेज में नहीं होती, जैसा कि इन्होंने कहा वहां जब अमेरिका में था तो कुछ लोग आए, जब हम लोग यूनिवर्सिटी में पीएचडी कर रहे हैं, माने तुम्हारी दुर्बुद्धि हो गई, भक्ति राज्य से तुम लोग गिरेगा, स्कूल में जाने से तुम्हारे गुरुजी ने जो शिक्षा दी है उससे अधिक वो लोग शिक्षा नहीं दे सकते, कदापि नहीं दे सकते, और पीएचडी करने से तुम घर लौट करके भक्ति में तुम लोग नहीं आएगा, नास्तिक बन जाएगा। आजकल बहुत से लोगों को है स्पोन वाले सब बड़े बड़े यूनिवर्सिटी में जाते हैं, तुम लोगों को यूनिवर्सिटी में जाने की जरूरत नहीं है। हमारे प्रपूज्य चरण बामन महाराज जी कहते थे केवल मैं ही एक बचा हूं जो स्कूल में जाकर के और फिर भक्ति में लगा, आज तक कोई भी जो स्कूल गया कॉलेज गया फिर नहीं लौटा, तो आप कैसे बच गए? तो मैं सब समय गुरु जी की सेवा वैष्णव की सेवा में रहता था इसलिए बच गया। हमने भी देखा है जो स्कूल में कॉलेज में गए फिर वो लौटे नहीं, हमारे केशव जी गौड़िया मठ में एक यहाँ पर आए हैं, वो मठ के ब्रह्मचारी थे, तो संस्कृत पढ़ने के लिए संस्कृत पाठशाला नहीं और फिर लौटे नहीं, संसार की बात स्वीकार कर करके बाल बच्चों के साथ में नौकरी करने लगे, कहाँ भगवान की नौकरी करेंगे, तो माया की नौकरी करने लगे, भक्ति से गए गुल्ला। इसलिए स्कूल कॉलेज जाने की जरूरत नहीं है, जो कुछ विद्या हमारे पास में है वही यथेष्ट है, जो कुछ पढ़ करके लिख करके आया है, नहीं पढ़ा है तो भी कोई बात नहीं, सिद्धांत श्रवण करो वैष्णवों के साथ में और उससे तुमको समस्त जितने तत्व ज्ञान है वो तत्व ज्ञान हो जाएंगे और साथ ही साथ में भगवान की प्रेमा भक्ति भी हो जाएगी। गौर प्रमानंदे
Chastising, what rubbish you are speaking.
And he explained how when Sri Krishna comes from the Dham, he brings all his associates with their original gurus here also. There is no difference between Goloka Dham and this Brajabhumi. What is not there will not be here also. So that Goswami, he felt that Prabhupada Sastri, he felt the fear of Sri Gaurakshan of Pandi Maharaj begging forgiveness. So Guru used to say, we have only come to study at this University of Sri Gaurakshan Babaji Maharaj. When Guruji went to America the first time, then all the learned persons of ISKCON, don't mention any names, they came to Sri Gurudev. They were going to college and universities to do their PhD, etc. Guru Maharaj said, don't think you will learn anything more from them than you have received from your spiritual master. Your spiritual master has given the topmost instructions. If you hear from these university academies who are also atheists, you will be diverted and your bhakti will be lost. And Guru Maharaj said, we saw that happen. Also, Srila Bharamaraj used to tell the disciples, I was the only one who went to school and survived. It means you did not become a materialist. Why? The only reason is that I was constantly getting the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. The Guru said, we have also seen in his life, there was one brahmachari who came to the mat who was very much fond of reading Sanskrit to a grammar. Then when he went to the Sanskrit toll, he never came back. From there he married, had children, and doing his business. Therefore, when we come to the mat, whatever education we come with, that is more than enough. We will, just by hearing and serving the Vaishnavas, all type of tapigyan, all knowledge of Krishna's powers, his energies, will automatically come to us by the process of hearing, and also by serving Vaishnavas, we will also achieve the great goal of prema bhakti.
See, Brihad Bhagavatamritam. इसके पहले गोपियां श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी गोपियों के माध्यम से बतला रहे हैं, वह ब्रज का एक हिरण, ब्रज की हिरणी में धन्य है, गायें धन्य है, उनके बछड़े धन्य है, वो यहाँ के जो पक्षी है वो मुनि है, वो भक्ति की डाल पर बैठकर ध्यान लगा करके कृष्ण की बंसी की मधुर ध्वनि सुन रहे हैं मौन होकर के, और नदियां अमृत कमल के पहाड़ों से लहरों के द्वारा कृष्ण के चरणों में अर्पित करती, पहले तो वो अपनी धाराओं से कृष्ण के वक्षस्थल पर आलिंगन करती हैं, और कृष्ण ने अपेक्षा रहता है कि उनके चरणों में पुष्पांजलि प्रदान कर, आकाश के मेघ उन पर छाया कर देते हैं और शीतल शीतल बूंदे टपका, और उनसे श्रेष्ठ ये पुलिंदी कन्याएं भृंगी और न जाने क्या ना, वो श्रेष्ठ है। इस तरह से वर्णन करते 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 फिर वर्णन करने लगे, ओ उनसे भी श्रेष्ठ सखा है जो सब समय कृष्ण के साथ रहते हैं, जो हजारों वर्ष यज्ञ करके तपस्या करके अपने निर्मल मन को निर्मल बना दे, मन से भी कृष्ण के चरणों की का ध्यान में भी नहीं कर पाते, और वे ब्रज के बालकों के साथ में खेल धोल ये सब लोट फोट कर रहे हैं, कितना इनका सौभाग्य है। फिर कहते हैं, ओहो तो जन्मों जन्मों तक जब नियम आदि कष्टपूर्ण साधन किया और उसके फल से चित्त को किसी प्रकार से स्थिर किया, ऐसे योगी भी भगवान के चरणों की एक धूलि का कण भी प्राप्त नहीं कर पाए, ऐसे योगी लोग भी, और वही भगवान बजेंद्र नंदन स्वयं जिनके नेत्रों के समक्ष प्रकाशित होकर के उनसे लड़ फिर रहे हैं, उनके साथ में खेल करते हैं, इन ब्रज बालकों का कैसा सौभाग्य है। अब यहां पर सब सख्य भाव में वर्णन करने लगे। इन वो बालकों के साथ में बिहार, जो बिहार के की तो बात ही क्या, दर्शन मात्र जो इनका साक्षात दर्शन करते हैं, बड़े बड़े योगी लोग योग में भी जिनके मन को जिनके चरण धूलि की चिंता नहीं करते, ध्यान नहीं कर पाते, और ये ब्रज के बालक के संबंध में सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं, ओ ये धन्य है ब्रज के बालक। इन लीलाओं का क्यों वर्णन कर रहे हैं? जिसके हृदय में जिस रस के प्रति लोभ होगा या हृदय में उसका स्वरूपगत भाव होगा, वह इन लीलाओं को वात्सल्य दशरस वात्सल्य रस मधुर रस, उन लीलाओं का वर्णन सुन करके उसके हृदय में लोभ उत्पन्न होगा। इसलिए और जिनको कुछ लोभ है उनका लोभ पुष्ट होगा, इसलिए ये सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी इसका वर्णन कर रहे हैं। क्वचित पल्लव तल्पेश युद्धाश्रमकर्षित वृक्ष मूलाश्रय शीते गोपोत्संगोप बरह। कृष्ण जब गोचारण के लिए जाते हैं तब स्थान स्थान पर बड़ी विचित्र लीलाएं सखाओं के साथ में करते हैं। सुखदेव गोस्वामी उसी का वर्णन करते हैं। किसी समय कृष्ण ग्वाल बालों के साथ में युद्ध करते करते थक जाते हैं, जिन्होंने अगासी बकासी को कंस को बात की बात में सेकंड भर में मार दिया, और ये उन सखाओं के साथ में युद्ध करते समय कुश्ती लड़ते समय कभी सिद्धार्थ इनको नीचे ले जाता है, कभी ये ऊपर आते हैं, कभी वो हारते हैं, कभी ये बराबरी पर छूटते हैं। उस कुश्ती के परिश्रम से थक जाते हैं, जब उस समय में जमुना के तट पर बड़ी सुंदर सुगंधित सुशीतल वायु आती है, और उसी में कदंब वृक्ष की छाया में बैठते हैं, कदंब में फूल लगते हैं, बड़े सुगंधित होते हैं। और दूसरी बात, राधा जी को तमाल वृक्ष प्रिय है और कृष्ण को कदंब वृक्ष, क्यों? कदंब जैसा ही उनका रंग है, इसलिए उसके नीचे बैठ जाते। पहले बिंदा देवी की बनाई हुई अथवा उन सखाओं के द्वारा बनाए हुए कोमल पत्ते, लाल लाल अभी कोमल पत्ते हैं और पुष्प है, जैसे गुलाब का फूल है उसकी केवल पाखुड़िया ले लिया और उसके बोटे को छोड़ दिया, ऐसे कमल फूल को लिया उसके पखुड़ियों को लेकर के और सुंदर से तैयारी की, और कृष्ण उस पर सो गए, और सिद्धांत जो राधा जी का भैया है उसके गोदी में सिर रख करके सो रहे हैं, और सब सखा क्या कर रहे हैं, कोई पैर दबा रहे हैं, कोई इधर पैर दबा रहे हैं, सब बच्चों की सब सखाओं की इच्छा है, मैं ही कृष्ण के लिए फूलों की सेज बना और मैं इनके चरणों को संवाहन कर सकूं, इसलिए वे अलग अलग हजारों सैयाएं बनाते हैं, और कृष्ण हजारों रूप धारण कर उन सैयाओं पर सोते हैं, और सखा लोग
एक साथ तो अकेले कृष्ण के चरण को कैसे 5-10 आदमी पकड़ेंगे, इसलिए एक एक सखा को अवकाश देते हैं, सभी उनके चरणों को पलोटे। ऐसी ऐसी बड़ी विचित्र लीलाएं करते हैं। इन सब सखाओं का कौन सौभाग्य वर्णन कर सकता है। पंचम वाहनम चक्षु, तो उनके चरणों को दबाते हैं साक्षात रूप से। लक्ष्मी जी को भी ये सौभाग्य नहीं होता, वो नारायण के चरणों को ही दबाए। इच्छा हुई रास में नहीं आ सके, ब्रज में नहीं आ सकती वो, और ये सखाएं ऐसे हैं। अपरे देजने संबीजत, उन्होंने कुमल कोमल पत्तों की एक बना रखा है पंखा, और उसके गुच्छों से उनको पंखा कर रहे हैं। पंखे की जरूरत नहीं, आजकल तो ये पंखा हो गया। पहले माताएं अपने पुत्र को, स्त्रियां अपने पति को, बहन अपने भाई को हाथ से पंखा जितने जरूरत हो उसके अनुसार प्रेम से झुलाती थी। अब तो पंखा चलता है, जोर से चल रहा है तो जोर से ही चलेगा, धीरे नहीं होगा। इसमें तो प्रेम नहीं है, उस पंखे में प्रेम है, प्रेम से गुथा हुआ। आजकल ये सब चीज का अभाव हो रहा है। अन्य तदरूपिणी मनोज्ञान महात्मन गायंती स्म महाराज स्नेह क्लीन धीयस्तन, और कुछ को बालक बड़े स्नेह से द्रवित भूत हो करके हृदय से महात्मा श्री कृष्ण का आनंद वर्धन करने वाले और उस काल के युग मधुर चरित्रों का गान करते हैं। जैसे माँ यशोदा साथ ही साथ पद बंद करके और नए नए गानों को गाती है, ऐसे जैसे सखियां जय कम इत्यादि कीर्तन करती हैं, ऐसे सखा लोग कम नहीं है। वो साथ ही साथ छंद बंद करके कृष्ण का धीरे धीरे गान करते हैं और कृष्ण को सुना रहे हैं। अब यहां पर सखाओं का सख्त रस वर्णन शेष करके अब बतला रहे हैं नंदा की मकरो से ब्रह्मन से ये महोदय जसोदा बा महाभागा पपौ जस्सा स्तनम हरि। आश्चर्य से कह रहे हैं नंदा की परीक्षित जी कह रहे हैं, हे ब्रह्मन सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी, महाराज अथवा नंद बाबा ने क्या ऐसा कोई तपस्या अथवा दान पुण्य तीर्थ में स्नान न जाने क्या किया था जिससे कि नंद बाबा कहते हमारे पैर की जूती लियो तो सिर पर रख करके ले आते और कृष्ण को आदेश देते हैं, कृष्ण को गोदी में लेकर के लाड़ प्यार करते हैं, स्नेह करते हैं, किसको परब्रह्म जो नारायण के ही अंशी है, ऐसे कृष्ण के ये गोदी में लेकर के प्यार करते हैं। जो यशोदा वा महाभागा, और जो यशोदा जो महाभागा है, ओहो क्या उन्होंने किया था कि कृष्ण जो परब्रह्म है उनको अपना स्तन दान करती थी, दूध पिलाती थी स्तन का, और कृष्ण की भूख कभी नहीं, और तृप्त हो करके और पान करते थे और पान करते थे। कौन सा तपस्या किया? उन्होंने बतलाया था दौड़ और धरा ने तपस्या करके वो पाए, नहीं ये बात नहीं है, ये तो साधारणों को ठगने के लिए बात है। दौड़ और धरा ने तपस्या की और तपस्या करके जब उनकी सिद्धि हो गई, ब्रह्मा जी ने जब उनको वर दिए
तो नंद और बाबा ने मिलित होकर वात्सल्य रस का आस्वादन किया। जब लीला समाप्त हुई तो वो दौड़ भरत अपना स्वर्ग लोक में चले गए। इस प्रकार से यशोदा मैया नंद बाबा ने क्या किया इसका वर्णन कर रहे हैं। आज यहीं तक रहे, कल भी विश्राम है तो भी सवेरे कथा होगी, शाम को भी कथा होगी और परसों हम लोग चरण पहाड़ी इत्यादि स्थानों में खदीर पद में हम लोग जाएंगे।
कल हो कल समय
हमसे मिलना by their arms in the form of waves, offer flowers and embrace the chest
of Krishna.
But being neglected by him, they come to the feet. The clouds offer shade and cooling rainfall in the form of tears. But superior to them are the Pulindi girls. But superior to the Pulindis are the friends of Krishna, the suckers of Krishna, because they are always with him. Therefore, last night we heard, Itam Satam Brahma Sukham Jugutya Dasya Kadinam Paradeva Tengi. Even the yogis, after thousands of years, are performing sacrificial yajna. With their purified mind, even they cannot think of the feet of Krishna. But these current ways are always with Sri Krishna directly. For thousands of years, yogis perform austerities from the different branches of yoga, like Yam and Niyam. Birth after birth, they endeavor. Their intelligence becomes fixed, but still they cannot catch one speck of dust from the feet of Sri Krishna. But just cowboys are playing directly with those, same words of speech. How fortunate they are, Sukadeva Goswami is describing. What to speak of? Playing with the Krishna. The yogis can even meditate upon him. Therefore, the question may arise, then why is Sukadeva Goswami describing such a pastime? By describing the sweetness of Sakiras, friendship mood, Vatsaliras, parental mood, and Maduriras, conjugal mood, by hearing the sweetness of these pastimes, one may develop a greed to also enter into those pastimes and serve accordingly. There was a cowboy and a cowboy. The cowboy boys are moving place to place and performing wonderful leelas. One time, Sri Krishna was wrestling with the cowboy boys, especially Sri Gam, and he fell tired. That same Sri Krishna who killed huge demons like Agasur and Bakasur in less than a second, by wrestling with Sri Gam, he became exhausted. Sometimes he would defeat Sri Gam, sometimes he was defeated by Sri Gam. Therefore, Krishna went to the bank of Yamuna, and a very cool, sweet breeze was blowing there. And Krishna took rest under one Kadamba tree. Why? Because that is the color of Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika, she always rests under tamal trees, because that is the complexion of Sri Krishna. That Kadamba tree had a very sweet smell. And Brinda, all the colored boys, had made a very soft bed for Krishna, composed of taking the petals of the flowers, removing the stems and covering them with a soft cloth. Krishna would rest his head on the lap of Sri Ram, and other coward boys would massage his feet. So there were millions of coward boys, and all wanted to perform the service of making the bed for Krishna and massaging his feet. Therefore, it is arranged by Yogamaya that thousands of millions of suckers make thousands of beds, and Krishna accepts thousands of forms and takes and lies on those beds, and each coward boy gets a chance to personally massage Krishna. Therefore, those suckers are even more fortunate than Lakshmi. Lakshmi Rashmi is not so fortunate. She can only catch all the feet of the Narayan, but she cannot enter Rasamandal. She cannot touch the feet of Krishna by her coward voice. Therefore, Buddha says, previously, you used to do by hand. The mother would fan the son by hand. The sister would fan the brother. The wife would fan the husband. And nowadays, press the AC button and walk. There is no prayer in that. All these things are being covered now. Therefore, the coward boys would take branches, and holding the stems of the branches, they would fan Krishna. They would also sing for his enjoyment. Madhya Sona sings, Govinda Dhamma Dharmagati. The gopis sang, Gopi Geet, etc. But the sakas are not less than them. Singing in a very soft, sweet way, Krishna falls asleep. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami here completes the description of Sakiras. Then he describes the good fortune of Nanda Yasoda, who served Krishna in Vatsali Ras. Nanda Kintaro, Ramana, Saitiva Mahadaya, Yasodava Mahabhaga, Papa Yasuda Samadhi. It is asked, what austerities did Nanda Baba perform? What holy places did he take bath in? What mantra did he chant? That he can say to Krishna, hey, Kulua, bring my shoes. And Krishna takes the shoes on his head and comes towards Krishna. Then Krishna takes Nanda Baba takes Krishna on his lap and gives him so much affection, smelling the top of his head. Who is that Krishna? He is Parabrahma, the absolute truth. Bhagavan Sivaraya is only a part of him. But Madhyasoda is more fortunate than even Nanda Baba. Because she feeds milk directly from her breast to Sri Krishna, whose thirst is never exhausted, therefore he drinks more and more. What austerities did she do? Even Bhagavatam said that Jodh and Dara performed austerities to please Lord Brahma, therefore they achieved the benediction of taking the position of Nanda Yasoda. But actually, this is just what cheating the common persons. Actually, Jodh and Dara, being blessed by Lord Brahma, tainted the body of Nanda Yasoda. And in the body of Nanda Yasoda, they tasted Vatsali Ras. And after the completion of Krishna's pastime, they went to back to the heavenly planets. Tomorrow is a rest day, but there will be Qatar morning and evening as usual.